From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Like many communities around the state, the Bay Area city of San Carlos is looking for cheaper ways to provide essential services in an effort to close a $3.5 million budget deficit. Last night, the city council heard several proposals for trimming its firefighting budget, one of which involved outsourcing fire service to Wackenhut, a private company based in Florida. If San Carlos chooses that option, it would be the first California city to contract its fire services to a for-profit entity. The president of the California Fire Chiefs Association, Alameda County Fire Chief Sheldon Gilbert, is hoping that won't happen. Chief Gilbert, what is your biggest concern?
To provide public safety is one of the constitutional responsibilities of government, and it has traditionally been done through government, such as fire, police, and even the military at the federal level. And there's a reason for that, and that's because at the end of the day, the service levels, the transparency, and the performance levels that need to take place in an emergency need to be done so in a manner that mitigates the emergency. And to shift that focus and that foundation to a for-profit entity could, in fact, at times, conflict with the need to provide the services or provide the levels or types of services that are necessary to protect a community.
How so?
You know, it's not that we would question or I would question the motives of the individuals who have put in the bids or anything like that, but I think that what it ultimately results in is that there can be bidding that is done, decisions that are made in the boardroom that are not transparent, that are not out in the open, and things that we may not know about. And for instance, I would tell you that there are certain financial and governmental approval requirements that I have to go through as a municipal fire chief that the private sector might not have to go through.
Now, Wackenhut is part of a conglomerate that includes a Danish company you may have heard of called Falck. Falck is a private fire contractor to 65% of the municipalities in Denmark. If they're trusted to do a good job in Denmark, why couldn't they do a good job here?
I don't specifically know what the requirements are in Denmark, what the service levels are, what the performance standards are. So I can't speak specifically to what they are providing or not providing there. I just know that when it comes to industry standards and being able to perform at the highest level in the course of an emergency and mitigating emergency, there are standards set in place. And in the United States, those standards have been developed in the context of a municipal and a governmental service.
San Carlos is trying to save $1 million from a firefighting budget of $7.5 million. Wackenhut is promising to save about $3 million. If I were on the city council, that might be pretty tempting.
I'm sure it is. And I certainly think that they need to and are looking at all of their options to save money. I think that you just have to understand that the institution is a byproduct of the foundation it's built upon. And if it's a for-profit foundation, that's what they stand on and that's what they have to answer for.
Now, San Carlos is already sharing services with Belmont. What do you think about the option of further consolidation?
Oh, I think it's absolutely something they should be looking at. I'm a firm believer in regionalization. There's different ways to do it through joint powers agreements, through contracts for service, through fire district expansion, where we can actually reduce that overhead, break down those artificial boundaries, move resources, and not have redundant services that aren't needed in each community if we can share them.
What portion of their firefighting budgets have cities saved in Alameda County when they've consolidated?
As a rule of thumb, approximately 10%. So if a city were to have a standalone fire department with a budget of $17 million, when we put together the shared allocation of resources and downsize the overhead, we normally can get to a place of about 10% or $1.7 million savings.
So one reason San Carlos is considering outsourcing its firefighting to Wackenhut is that it wants to free itself of increasing pension and health liabilities, but consolidation won't solve that.
Not in and of itself, it will not. You're right. And that is something that all fire departments are looking at the local level and even at the regional level. And that is where governmental entities need to continue to look for. Are the benefit levels commensurate with the revenue that's available? Should we be tiering these retirements and looking at new ways to do it? But it is a partnership between labor and management and the community and the governing bodies to ensure that we can afford what we're promising.
Chief Gilbert, thank you.
Thank you.
California Fire Chiefs Association President and Alameda County Fire Chief Sheldon Gilbert. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.